Blog Talk Radio.
No. I was talking about T. Mitch. Oh, okay. I'm like, well, you should be talking about me too. Because,
no, no. T. Mitch began writing a very good book, and then he stopped.
Oh, well, I did the same. Well, actually, I finished my book, but I keep editing it, and it never gets out. So I am so proud of you.
What? You.
For doing what you do.
You had a finished book. We're going to talk about that behind the scenes because that should be published and out there.
I know, but I need to read your first book too, you know.
Oh, I know.
Send me a copy or tell me where I can get it.
T. Mitch told me that I'm too hard on you sometimes, so I haven't gotten on you yet about not reading my book. I wasn't going to say that.
I would love to read your book. You guys send me a copy or tell me where I can get it.
I will. You know what?
I'll buy it tonight if I know where to get it. Tell us where we can get it.
It is on Amazon, and if you don't see it there, I will happily send you one.
Okay. I'm going to buy it tonight on Amazon. I want to read your book, and I'm looking forward to your second one. And I'm jealous of you, so, you know, I'm going to hate on you for a while.
Don't even worry about it.
I'm
going to
hate on you for a while.
I have a nice book I'm going to send you that's going to walk you through every step you need to take to get yours out there, so don't even sweat it.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing I want to talk about is our new CD of the month. It's called The Yes Feeling by Honey Lo Rochelle. She's a protege of Roberta Flack, and I am truly feeling this album. I don't know what it is. I was telling Ray, our CEO, that I walked around Walmart and bought all kinds of stuff just because that song, that CD was in my iPod, and I listened to it twice walking around Walmart, which I hate. I only went there for one thing and came out $200 later. But Honey Lo Rochelle has a great CD that came out last month. It's called The Yes Feeling by Honey Lo Rochelle, and it's our CD of the month. And we also have some additional CD reviews. We have Old School, Phil Perry. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Phil Perry, but he has a CD out called Say Yes, and Ernest Bartels did a review of that. But Ernest also did a review of Marcus Canty, who was a youngster. This is his first CD. He wasn't that kind, but he did have great expectations of Marcus going forward. And it wasn't Marcus that he wasn't unkind about. It was just the production quality of his CD. But look forward to hearing from Marcus Canty. And we also have a review of the concert by Incognito, which we, from the very beginning, Incognito has been on our site. And it's featuring Mesa, and it was at the Times Square Blues Club. And that's on our site as well. So that's the latest Your Music things that we have available on our website, xcl.com. When it comes to your life, we have a conversation with Dr. Leon Merritt, who's a dentist. And let me tell you, guys, listen to this. It's actually a video interview by Drake Colley, one of our colleagues here at XCL. And let me tell you, I am a fanatical teeth brusher and flosser, but I hate going to the dentist, so I will put it off. I will put it off because I just hate going to the dentist. But this interview just tells you a lot about the other health effects that bad, like cavities, can have on you. I mean, heart disease, diabetes, a lot of things that we don't think about. And as African Americans, it affects us a lot more than other demographics. So I encourage everyone listening to go to our website, and it's right up there at the front, a conversation with Dr. Leon Merritt, DDS, listen to that. It's only like 15 minutes. It's a visual presentation. It's a video interview by Drake Colley interviewing Dr. Merrick, and you will learn so much about how important dental health is to everyone, not just to have sparkling teeth, but just for your life. So go on there and look at that. And finally, your way, we have a profile of our CEO, Ray, up there. Have you guys had a chance to look at that? Learn a little bit more about how SBL got started with Ray and Drake. It's a great profile about, as human says, Uncle Ray.
Yeah.
We also have pictures of Ray with Chuck D of Public Enemy and Robert Glasper from his time that he spent about a month ago at South by Southwest. And Q-Man, I need to upload a picture of you and Terry Tobin that she put on my Facebook page.
I have a nice picture I'll forward you.
Those pictures are hot, Angela. Those pictures are hot. Like, he's not even going to charge you for them.
Did you see the latest pictures, Q?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
No.
Okay. It's a great picture. It's a great picture. It's not. It's a great picture. So you might want to put it on your page of you and Terry Tobin when she was at Billy Flat.
Oh.
It's better than the last one.
Oh, okay, good. I need to check that out. Okay.
So I will be putting it up on the site, and I'll put it up on Facebook and Twitter as well. But just wanted to let you know, she sent me a great picture of you two together at Billy's Black. So that is also going to be up on the Your Way section. And I encourage our listeners to send any pictures that you have of you at a Neo Soul event, doing what you do. Send it to editor@xal.com. And I will receive it, and I will put it up in the Your Way section. The same goes for you two guys. Take some pictures. We all need to be up on Your Way, except for me, because I'm incognito. I'm in witness protection.
Witness protection.
Wow.
No, I'm not in witness protection. I just hate putting up pictures of myself. But send us pictures. We'd love to see them up on our website. We want to see our listeners, our readers on our website. So we want to know what you're doing. Send us pictures. Again, that's editor@xal.com.
There you have it.
There you have it.
I can't wait to tell you. I'm looking forward to y'all getting together off air to talk about that that unfinished book from Sister Sleep.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm big on people publishing their work, so yeah.
It's funny, he's big on people publishing their work, Sister Sleep, but I never hear anything from him about me not finishing my book until we get on air.
Finish your book. I've already been preaching to you today. You know that, right?
Yeah, we already at church.
And I finished mine. I just can't finish editing it. So I encourage everyone out there that has a book of them to go ahead and get it out.
Man, you know what? I think I'm just gonna charge Sister Sweet, take and publish it for her. Maybe I'll do that to you, bitch.
That might work.
You got to wrench it from my hand first.
This is a service we've been talking about starting, actually, on xtodl.com, so maybe Sweet will be the first.
You know what? You need to do that. You need to do that.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that for you.
All right, so Sweet, well, thank you for updating us on what's going on at xtodl.com and for not throwing me under the bus for what I didn't send to you to be updated on xtodl.com.
I can if you want me to.
Nah, I definitely won't. I'll get that to you Before long, you can put that up on the site as well.
All right.
All right. Well, sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet, man. So.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs, man. What's going on? Talk to me. Well, we got a little time.
You know, I'm proud of the New York Knicks. I got to say, they're handling business right now.
Are they handling business, or are the Boston Celtics still looking for the two suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing?
It's a little bit of both. Because
they have not showed up in the second half.
No, they haven't. But let's be honest. The old Knicks still would have found a way to give these games up.
You have a good point.
So anything can happen.
Like
tonight,
it's not like they've been playing great in the second half either.
Exactly. And you know, tonight Oklahoma City barely survived Houston.
Well, you knew the second game was going to be closer than the first one was. I didn't think the game was ever in doubt, really. Russell Westbrook's game just bothers me. It's just like he there's nothing professional about his basketball game. He just reminds me of like Pookie or Man just running up and down the court and taking over the game when he feels like you can see his teammates telling him, slow down. Don't take that shot. I'm open.
Yeah. And he's an interesting guy, man. I mean, you see how he dresses.
Yeah.
He's real strange.
Yeah, he did an interview with Hannah Storm on a SportsCenter, and she asked him, "Yeah, you know, like, do you know what you're doing, or do you just put?" And he just cut her off. No, I just put it on, see what it looks like.
I mean,
and if I like it, I wear it.
The capris are what got me, man.
Yeah. No grown man should wear capris.
And especially they were skinny capris at that.
But, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying everything. San Antonio's up on the Lakers right now at the half. And I'm very interested to see who's going to make the finals. I think the playoffs are just so wide open.
They really are this year, man. Anything can happen. That's how it's supposed to be, though.
So you like parity in sports where everyone is kind of on equal talent level and equal playing field, and there's no front runner like all of the 90s and the Lakers three-peat in the early 2000s.
Yes, because you know I want to see Miami lose, even though I don't think they will.
I don't think they're going to make it out the East. I honestly don't. Every seed that can win their perspective, you know, division or their round right now can beat Miami in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's better. I think Indiana's better this year. New York has already proven that they can play with them. And I think Brooklyn is a matchup nightmare for Miami.
Brooklyn stinks, though. I don't trust them.
Okay. Right. That's all you got is that they stink and you don't trust them. Okay. I thought we were having a real basketball conversation here.
We are. Deron Williams is the worst.
The worst what?
I don't like that guy. And come on. You play an ounce of defense on that guy and he disappears. He had one basket in the last game.
Hey, look, man, Kirk Heinrich can get all up in your stuff, man. I knew you liked that.
Yeah, I mean,
still don't like...
conversation over, bro. But
you got anything else on you? Yeah. You got anything else you want to get off your chest before we get into some music?
No, I'm in a pretty good mood.
Well, that's good. We'll dive into the events and different things that we all have coming up here at the Neo Soul Show and XCDL a little bit later. Tonight's guest is Brittany Freeman. Her stage name is Be Free. Again, she is tonight's guest on the Neo Soul Show. We're going to get into a couple of her songs, the first of which is called 9-5. The second one is You and I. So, again, when we get back from the music, we'll be on the line with Brittany Freeman. It's the Neo Soul Show. Be right back.
I can't work no 9-to-5. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tired of struggling to survive off that same old 9-to-5. I can't work no 9-to-5. Hard with nothing to show. You try to make a living, so you gotta see it through.
But it's killing me.
And I don't know what I'm gonna do. This world is so full of materialistic woes.
Yeah, you pay the bills.
Tell me who's gonna pay to free your soul. I gotta stay true to myself, but I'm gonna need some help.
Cause I can't work no 9-to-5.
I can't work no 9-to-5. Yeah.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sick and tired.
Okay. You like that? Oh, give me a second. I gotta put my lighter away.
Stupid. 9 to 5.
I was playing over there.
Stupid. 9 to 5. Somewhere. Dolly Parton is smiling.
You caught
yes,
that? You know, I always feel like you don't get it sometimes.
What? Because I said Dolly Parton is smiling. I realize you're too young to remember the movie 9 to 5.
Listen, we're not doing this week. You need some young stuff.
You do know
I'm in a good
mood. 9 to 5.
The music put me in a good place, man. Oh, don't stop trying to ruin this for me.
Well, listen. Put away whatever illegal cannabis substances that music made you want to take out, because we had
not
an interview.
We was just swaying in the back. Me and my little sister sitting there just had the cell phones up, like the lighters, like we was out at the concert.
Are you
going to
send me a picture of her or what?
Yeah, we can talk about that later. We like you said, we have an interview. Our guest is on the line. She's been on the line, patiently waiting for us to continue clowning to bring her on and introduce her to our listeners. You ready, Q?
Yeah, and I guarantee you she's heard of the movie 9 to 5. Like, you're the only one that hasn't. But go ahead.
I'm more interested in whether she's a Milwaukee Bucks fan or a Chicago Bulls fan. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight's guest is Brittany Freeman. Hey, Britt.
Hello. You guys are
hey.
Here.
Thank we you don't for have any me. Sense. I'm sure you're realizing that.
It's fine.
How's it going tonight?
It is going well, just winding down from a long day at the 9 to 5, ironically. But but everything's cool.
Brittany, you remember that movie 9 to 5, right?
You know what's funny? I hadn't heard of it before I made this song.
Ah.
So I was actually researching some things that had to do with the topic, and then I came across the Google images of the movie poster, and I was like, Earth? Oh, I didn't know that Dolly Parton made a movie about this, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool. So, yeah.
Okay, because T. Mitch, he's too young. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't remember. So, I just wanted to point that out. He's going to ask you some questions.
Sure, good thing.
They are usually annoying and a little too personal.
Very invasive.
But they're always tasteful, so that's not a concern. But I just wanted to pre-warn you of how he can get.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Floor is yours, T-Mitch.
Well, first, I want to start by letting Brittany know that some of the people in the chat room said that it's a great song. They really like you and I.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, the first, let me point out to everybody. So, Brittany emailed us at the Neo Soul Show, and she sent her music and a link to her Bandcamp site. And we went and we listened to the music, and I immediately emailed Brittany back and told her. So, this song has this everything you just sent me has been forwarded to our producer, and someone will be in contact with you. Now, Q, you know that can mean a day or weeks. Somebody will get back to you. Let me tell you, Brittany did not hesitate to send us a direct message like, hey, you emailed me and told me that somebody was going to contact me. I just wanted to make sure. And I was like, wait a minute now. Yeah, I just reminded them. And lo and behold, the next time I asked, you know, who's the next guest on the show, they were like, it's Brittany Freeman who I get home on. So
that's
the first question.
Man.
Well, I wasn't
yeah,
trying
that's
to
the,
be pushy.
Brittany's used to dealing with our people. She knows what she got to do.
Well, she
I just wanted
to
follow up. That's all.
Yeah,
I like
all.
I like the way you handled. I like the way you handled it though. It showed us the hunger that we look for in the artists that we want to bring on the show.
That's right.
So the
well,
first question.
I appreciate you for bringing me on in the first place. So thank you. Thank you for going hard.
Definitely.
Our pleasure.
Definitely. The first question is never really a question. Just do us a favor. Tell our listeners a little bit about Be Free.
A little bit about Be Free. Well, Be free is music. I like to say that. A little cliche, but I mean, that's pretty much all that I eat, sleep, breathe, and dream. I love music. It's been a part of me since I was born. My entire family is full of musicians and singers and artists, so it was kind of inevitable that I would end up doing something with this. I actually am currently a music teacher as well. So
Wow. It's
just what I want to do. It's a part of me, and I just want to make as much of it as I can and for anybody who's willing to listen.
Love it. Those are the type of responses we like hearing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right, Q, this is where you ask your question.
Okay. I was waiting for you giving my cue. In terms of musical influences, who has influenced you? And tell me that person that whenever you hear them or their music, you immediately have to chime in.
Well, I have had quite a number of influences coming up and since I was little even to now. I would say that I was definitely strongly influenced the most by, as far as when I started crafting my own personal sound, by Jill Scott. Because everything that she's made since she's emerged in my life has just been nothing but perfection. And no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, as soon as I hear anything by her, then that's like that instant, hold on, you know, the idol's singing right now, I gotta do this, you know. So I would definitely have to credit her as being one of my biggest influences.
Okay. I'm a big fan of hers also, so I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He said that very modestly. It's very, very dangerous how much a fan he is of Jill Scott.
I can
see, when I try to be professional, you don't let me, man.
We're all fans at some point. Fine.
Yeah, I would be afraid. If he said he was going to a Jill Scott concert, I might tweet her and tell her to increase security or something.
I do have a thing for Jill Scott. Fine, I can admit it. I'm a man.
No, I actually got to see her live a couple years ago, so I can understand the pandemonium. So.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So, open mic, open heart. Released it last March.
Yes.
What was the mindset, or what was the goal when you started recording?
Well, my mindset was just to actually create an initial platform for me to be heard. At the point where I started writing my music for this album, the album is actually a compilation of stuff I wrote recently and then things I've been rewriting since I was a teenager. So, but I didn't have an outlet as far as expressing any of that or getting people to hear it, and I wanted to be professional at that. So I just wanted to go in, create something that was an honest representation of my musical capabilities. So I produced the whole thing myself. I composed everything. I did all the background stuff for the male parts. But then open mic, open heart is just pretty much how it sounds. If you give me an open mic, I see that as an opportunity for me to bare my soul musically and express everything that's on my heart at that time. So by giving me the microphone, I just hope that you listen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of deep. A lot of thought went into the name in that album. A lot of it was the first real one, so I wanted to make sure it was cool.
you're really impressing Q, man, and that's not easy to do.
I am impressed.
Thank you.
Okay. Bulls or Bucks?
Oh.
Yeah, we got to know.
You know, as cliche as this may be, I can't even call myself an honest basketball fan because I don't watch sports that much. But if I had to choose, it'd be hard because I was born in Chicago and all of my family is still there. So if I say anything else, my father will kill me. But then if I say Bucks, then, you know, all my people and family here will kill me. So I don't know. I'm going to have to just say they're both awesome. And
okay.
Leave it at that. But I am proud of the Bucks for making it to the playoffs. I haven't heard that happen in a while, so I did have to say that. Oh yeah.
That was a good answer.
Yes, it was. It was. She didn't offend anyone. She covered everything.
Okay. Well, the next question that I like to ask all of our guests is, you know, we know that there's a difference between recording in the studio and singing live on stage. So how would you describe a Be Free performance?
A Be Free performance, I guess it would just depend on the venue. But I would just say a Be Free performance is what you see is what you get. Sometimes people have told me that they're surprised at what I do. So sometimes I'll be performing and I'll start singing and it sounds good, but then it's like, oh, wait, I play the piano too. So I'll start doing like some little Alicia Keys type stuff, and then it's like, oh, wait, I play the flute. So then I'll just go in this whole little musical tangent, and I kind of like that aspect of it as well. So what you see is what you get, but at the same time, you don't ever really truly know where it's coming from. So it's definitely just, it's honest and it has integrity. It's a good time.
Wow. Honest and a good time. Two things that
fun.
Don't generally go together.
Right?
It's authentic. I like to think of it as being just authentic, good music all the way across the board.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Do you do a lot of performances?
I do. The performances, the thing with me is I have several different types of performances that I do, because on one hand, I do my own solo gigging as Be Free, but then I also play in like three different bands as a professional musician in general. I sing like covers and do stuff with my flute and jazz and vocals. So every other weekend, I'm doing something, whether it's as Be Free under my own music, or whether it's me out there working the other 9 to 5, you know, and getting money doing that way. But yeah, I do a lot of performing. Most of it is in the Midwest, in the Milwaukee or Chicago area, though.
Okay.
Did you say three bands?
Yeah. I'm in three. Well, one band I'm part of, a wonderful girl that I went to high school with, her name is Lily Kay. I'm part of Lily Kay and the Secret Garden. And I'm also a part of this awesome neo-soul band in Chicago called Soulvation. And then there's a band here in Milwaukee called Velocity. And they kind of do a mixture of everything. So I'm out here. I'm in these streets. So I'm doing it one way or another.
Be free is... Be Free is in these streets.
In these streets. Because of the Chicago thing, I was wondering if I would get some of those types of responses.
Responses?
Yeah.
You know she's tough.
In streets.
Yeah, they don't play in Chi-Town, bro.
So when
are you coming to the East Coast to perform?
Will I come to the East Coast to perform? Is that what she said?
I said, when are you coming to the East Coast to perform?
Oh, as soon as the opportunity presents itself, I'm there.
Okay.
I went to school on the East Coast, so I would love to have that opportunity, because there were some of my friends out there would possibly be able to come and see me. They never get to see me out here. So.
Okay. Where'd you go?
I went to Lincoln University of Pennsylvania.
Did you?
Yes.
That's a black college team, bitch.
Is it now?
Yes. I visited that campus a couple of times in my younger years.
Notice he didn't say he attended any of the classes. He visited the campus.
I visited the campus a couple of times in my younger years.
He was a regular attending.
There you go.
Are you going to ask about the... Did you ask about the performance thing? Because I'm like shuffling around with all my papers here.
Yeah, I did ask about that already. My next question was actually going to be, are you currently recording, or like, do you have an idea when you're going to head back into the studio to, you know, put your next LP out?
I am currently recording at the moment. I've been recording since the last album finished, because everything that I had on there is not everything that I actually wanted to release. But I'm kind of taking my time as far as giving myself a deadline, because I like the fact that when you, I'm a perfectionist as well, so kind of just letting everything take its course. I feel like it'll come together when it comes together. But the next album definitely is going to be a little bit more different than the first one. I'm trying to have a little bit more live instrumentation. I'm trying to incorporate some different influences production wise. I've been listening to a lot of stuff from some jazz. I'm listening to a lot of Dilla stuff. You know, trying to just incorporate a few more things here and there. But if my goal, if I had my way, nothing later than the end of this year.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice. That gives us enough time to get you back on.
Right. So stay tuned. I am going to be releasing in a few weeks the remix to 9 to 5. Actually, it's going to be featuring a great hip-hop artist here in Milwaukee by the name of Classic. And it's a different pace than the original version, but not too different that you don't recognize it. So that's going to be something cool, too.
Is that called 6 to 10?
You know, it's funny. Somebody told me, why do you call it 9 to 5 and technically you work 7:30 to 3? Nobody wants to get that literal.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't like my 9 to 5 too much, so the song was very pleasing to the ears.
Yeah. My 11 to 7 isn't too great either, man.
I figured it would be a good universal song that a lot of people could relate to. But that was my goal.
Yeah. Q was texting me while the song was on. It wasn't what he expected. He was pleasantly surprised.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
It's much
good.
Better than the song from the movie soundtrack.
So that means a lot.
Yes, it was. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. Really good.
It was something fresh. We go through this every week. You know, we talk about who's gonna be on the show. We have our like pre-production meetings, and we mention who's gonna be on the show. And he asked me, he was like, "Is she a soul singer?" I was like, "Yeah, she's an R&B soul singer." He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, she's not a soul singer like the classic soul singer. Like she's not Etta James or anything, but she falls right in line with everyone else that we've interviewed." So his thing is, because I'm, you know, younger than him and everybody else that we seem to bring on the show, that's a joke, that whenever I'm, like, lobbying to get somebody on the show, like, either we grew up together or we watched Sesame Street together, and he's like, that's not really soul music. So I think when he heard it and it wasn't, you know, doo-wop or R&B, it just kind of shocked him. Like, oh, I hear the soul elements in here.
Don't let him soft smoke you, be free. Sometimes he has people on the show, like, he gets away with murder, that's what it is, and I don't. Like, he had a rapper on the show once. This is a deal, so.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
he had a rapper on the show.
He was a conscious rapper, and his name was Original Soul.
You see what I mean? But because he was one of those rappers that has the incense and the long goatee, everybody let it go. You know what I mean. Come on.
It is what it is. Sometimes you gotta like be this. Sometimes you gotta go ask a couple extra questions and things like that. The more I talked to the brother, the more I felt like he fit the essence of the show. And same thing I did when Britney first reached out to me. You do what you gotta do, man. I found those diamonds in the rough.
Wow.
Unbelievable. See, Mitch, is that all you have for Britney?
I mean, well, normally this is where you come in and you say, you know, well, you know, tell us where you're going to be next, or tell us where we can get your music, or, the, you know, your website.
I say that at the wrap-up. That's why I asked. See, you're trying to put me on the spot. Say that once you've wrapped it up. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I just got thrown a little bit there. I was telling about the music and everything and the conversation that we had before we brought on. I kind of got
no.
A little thrown off.
you heard that second song, you got all mushy, and now when you're interviewing, you're acting all light and funny.
Listen, I've actually, that's probably like the 8th or 9th time I've listened to the song. So I really do like the song, and you know, it's been a hard month. So you know, I have my incense burning.
Oh God. Can't with you, man. You know what?
Crazy. I do have a question though.
Please.
Yes.
Crazy. How do you feel about the independent scene in music, as far as being able to put out the music that you want to put out, as opposed to, you know, the mainstream machine putting out what they think, you know, listeners and people are going to buy?
That is a great question, because that's something that I personally feel like I've always been battling with, especially as of lately, because of it has its ups and downs. Because of the fact that I'm independent, I have complete control over the quality of what I'm producing and what I'm putting out and how I'm representing myself. But at the same time, the lack of mainstream support, whether it be financially or just by word of mouth, it kind of has a stigma with people, because people follow what's current. People are always going to follow what's hot or what somebody tells them is hot. And it kind of gets hard on that extent, because I feel oftentimes I fall under the radar, or I just really feel like I shouldn't sometimes. You know, I just kind of wish that it was easier to get credibility for what you do as an independent artist sometimes. If that gap could be met somewhere between that and the mainstream, then I think that it will be fine. But for now, my main goal is trying to focus on appreciating the opportunities that I do receive, such as this, and just hoping that God cultivates it into something bigger eventually, and that I'll be able to see something, you know, some sort of product of all the work that I'm doing right now. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's hard out here.
I understand. Hard
in these streets.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people listening. So tell everyone where to find all of your music.
You can find everything that has to do with Be Free at B, that's the letter B, not the word, befreemusic.bandcamp.com. I also have a SoundCloud. You can find me at befree87. And I'm also on YouTube. You can see most of these music and my videos and me performing other songs as well. I actually have a couple of performances coming up in the Milwaukee area soon. So just be on the lookout for that. And follow me on Twitter at BeFree2Music. Ask me anything you want.
Well, there you have it. Well,
yes.
You have survived an interview with the two of us.
Well, it was fun. It was a fun ride.
And we hope that you keep us in the loop for everything that you have going on in the future. I'm getting better with Twitter, so, you know, I'm gonna follow you this evening. Did I say that
awesome.
Right?
You did. Yes, you actually said that right, and it didn't sound stalkerish.
There you go. I'm getting better with the tweeter.
Yeah, because Brittany, I'll tell you, the first time he said it, you know, the person he said it to didn't know he was talking about Twitter. He was just like, when we get off the call, I'm going to follow you. It sounded really bad.
Oh, man. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and we will be keeping our listeners abreast also of all the things you have going on. We appreciate you taking an evening and hanging out with us.
Thank you. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you for having me. And I'm going to be listening to the show as well, so thank you.
Oh, I appreciate
that.
Well, be good, and we will talk to you soon.
You too. Have a good night.
All right, you too. There you have it. What a nice guy.
He's free. Yeah, you know, every so often I get this right.
Now, Milwaukee T-Mitch, and this is one of the top rated sitcoms of all time. was filmed in Milwaukee. Can you tell us what it was?
No, I can't.
Laverne and Shirley. Come on, T.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that. You know what I do think about when I think of Milwaukee?
What?
One of our favorite indie soul singers that we've had on this show about two or three times.
That's not me.
That's right. That's what I think about when I think of Milwaukee.
Why?
Because that's where she's from.
I knew that.
And then she moved to Harlem. Stay with me. That's what I think about, man. Shout out to our sister, Asnavi, man. She is doing huge things with the cosmetic that she's modeling for, that's being sold at Duane Reade, and doing a lot of shows and getting a lot of awards and recognition. It's about time we get her back on, man.
Yeah, she's doing it, man. Yeah, she's doing it big right now, man. She don't have time for us.
But you say she got time for us, man. Stop that. That's our sister, man.
Yeah, she is doing big stuff right now, bro.
Listen, we got a lot of stuff that I need to run through real quick.
Go for it.
Let's see. So much I got to actually look at it. Shout out to Adinkra House in Montclair, New Jersey. They are having three big events coming up in the next couple of months. May 4th, Elijah Bland will be performing live at Adinkra. The soul nerd, Kenny Wesley, will be performing on May 24th. And I'm a What will be performing on June 20th. So keep those dates. Get your tickets. Follow us on Twitter at the Neo Soul Show, or you can follow at Adinkra, just like it sounds, Adinkra House, so you can purchase your tickets, because Q and myself will be in the building at a few, if not all, of these events. So come spend some time with us, and maybe we can go to the office afterward and get some wings. Also, we have... Watch your mouth, man. Remember, I got my diploma up in Montclair.
Oh, shoot.
The Neo Soul Brunch returns on June 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. DJ Clip will be on the ones and twos, Soulful Sounds, and there will be live Neo Soul music. It's going to be held at Bellagio's, which is formerly known as Brooklyn's, in the Dallas area. Again, that's June 1st, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Neo Soul Brunch, powered by XDL, returns. And last and most certainly not least, next week on the Neo Soul Show, we have a very, 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 very special guest. We will be talking with Pepper Thomas of the Hot Pepper Show on 88.7 FM in Dallas, Texas. So we're going to have Pepper on the show. We're going to talk to Pepper about, you know, the Neo Soul scene down there in Texas. See what's going on down there. And, you know, maybe we can do a good enough job with her on the show that maybe when she goes on air on her show, she can talk to her listeners about the great experience that she had on the Neo Soul Show powered by XCO.
Interesting.
So that's all coming up. That's all I got. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was, man.
Man, before I forget, this Saturday, former guest on the Neo Soul Show, Gloria Ryan, will be at Rutgers University performing Drom Nightclub, the night of the 27th. Soul Factory New York presents Madia will be performing. And on Sunday at Studio 58, former guest on the Neo Soul Show, Gerard Anthony, will be in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. And we will be selling I Love Neo Soul t-shirts on the X to the L Facebook page.
And the XTL.com website.
There you have it. I heard how much you enjoyed taking us out of here last week, man. Please do it again.
I didn't get a chance to do it last week. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I wasn't even on the line when you and Mike Boone entered the show. But for the Q-Man, I go by the name T-Man, Philly Hole, X to the L, family. And for tonight's guest, Brittany Freeman, also known as Be Free. Thank God we didn't have any technical difficulties, so we were able to do better this week. We will catch you all next week, and as Q would say, we will try to do better. Thanks to the other.com.
We out of here.